So what does it mean to circumnavigate something or someone? Well, we'll explain. Stay tuned.
What did we learn? What did we learn?
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
This week we're doing words, leadership words that end in A-T-E. The amount of leadership words that end in the letters A-T-E are fascinating to me. So we've got this whole series around it. Today it's circumnavigate. Circumnavigate. It means, to sail around or to fly around, but it can also mean to maneuver around or go around. Here's how I interpret this from a leadership point of view. There are some times where you have to circumnavigate the system. These are when you find a backdoor. This is when you find a loophole in a process. This is where you know you're supposed to go to this manager for approval, but you go around that, you circumnavigate the system to find somebody else. Now, this can be both a positive and a negative. It can be a blessing and a curse. If you've got an employee who frequently circumnavigates the system because they don't agree with it, then they're really backstabbing people. It's inappropriate. But a really good leadership trait, and it's kind of falling under the topic of business savvy, are people who know when and how to circumnavigate. It could be around the rules of safety. It could be around the rules of taking care of your employees. But there are certain times, not all the time, but certain times you will need to circumnavigate the system or circumnavigate the process. And that is a true leadership trait if you can do that successfully. Again, without stepping on toes or breaking any rules or policies. Circumnavigate. Have a great day, everybody.